Hi there. The word for you today is on preparing for your biggest test. In Genesis 22 verse 1 we read, "After these things, God tested Abraham." The life of Abraham teaches us four important lessons. Let me share them with you quickly. Number one, you can walk with God yet not know the details of your destiny. Hebrews 11 verse 8 says, "And he went out, not knowing where he was going." Number two, when God makes you a promise, the timeline is up to him. Abraham waited 20 years for Isaac to be born and fulfill the promise God made, which was, "I will make you a great nation." Number three, sometimes you'll get it wrong before you get it right. Tired of waiting, Abraham went out and took his maid, Hagar, and fathered Ishmael. If only he had waited, Isaac would have been born on God's schedule. What's the point? Simply this. Often your greatest mistakes will come from impatience, from, quote, making things happen. Don't go there, okay? And number four, you can have faith in one area yet experience fear and failure in another. When Abraham got to a place called Gerar, King Abimelech, who was the king there, took a fancy to Abraham's wife, Sarah. Thinking only of himself, Abraham told the king, Genesis 20 verse 2, "She is my sister," and Abimelech took Sarah. Whoa. We all have our, quote, Gerar moments, times when we cave in to fear and self-interest or to other people's demands. And were it not for God's grace, the truth is, all of us, and I mean all of us, would be disqualified. Next we read, "After these things, God tested Abraham and said, 'Take now your son whom you love and offer him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, which I will tell you.'" That's Genesis 22, 1 and 2. Notice the words, "after these things." Look, the tests you've been through begin to make sense when you come face to face with your biggest test. And when you pass that, like Abraham, you get to call God, quote, Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide. And at that point, God will say, "Now you've arrived at a place where I can really use and bless you."